This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, December 14th. This happens to be our last podcast for the year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Last one for the year. I knew you said that it would be the last one altogether for the year, but I didn't realize it would be our last one for the year.
I'm not sure. I think I'm the only one that knows how to put it into the computer system so that it becomes a podcast.
That's right. Yeah, when Chris leaves for vacation, all progress stops.
Well, you can always listen to, you know, Janie and Storm will be here for the remainder, heading
that's
into
right.
Christmas and everything like that. But, you know, we got a lot of stuff in the past, and then when we come back, we'll have a lot more to tell you, I'm sure.
Amen to that. Yeah, you can catch up on some old good stuff, and then we'll be right back for you, right back here for you in the new year.
My single friend, we found out yesterday that you really don't use the dating apps anymore.
No, it just makes me lose faith in humanity. I'll be all excited about it if it's been a while, and then I'll go on and 30 seconds in, I'm like, no, never mind.
Why even do this here? Well, you know, we did find out yesterday that the first Sunday of a new year is generally the busiest day for online singles to meet and make dates. So let's say you make a date and you go have that, and the friend find out in the first 5 minutes, not going to work.
Yeah, and then you politely sit through it the rest of the time, just right. To be respectful. But when you leave, you're like, how do I tell this person that I was not feeling this?
And you know what? Basically, you just continue that respect when you go. And you know, look, we're all adults here, so you can just kind of tell them if they ask for, can I see you again or another date? You can just say, you know, I really enjoyed tonight's, the date. I loved learning about quilting or, you know, whatever that they were talking about.
Lies.
I don't think that this is a good match. That's basically what etiquette experts or relationship experts suggest. It's just letting the person down gently.
Exactly. You can be honest. But hey, you know, I enjoyed our conversation. I definitely did. You know, have a pleasant time with you, but I just don't feel like there's enough chemistry to pursue it anymore. Yeah. I don't think that's an unreasonable statement.
No, not at all. The advice is surmised in three main points. Be kind, be fair, be clear.
Hey, welcome to the rules of life. I feel like those apply to everything.
Absolutely. This one is interesting because you tend to, there's many a cups in cupboards across the heart of Florida of saying, don't talk to me until I get my first cup of coffee.
Amen to that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, come to find out, we shouldn't be drinking coffee immediately when we wake up. There's a new study that says it's actually better for you to wait about an hour and then have your first cup of coffee. And here's why. When you wake up, you actually activate one of the three daily peaks of the stress hormone cortisol. That is kind of that your fight or flight mindset. So in essence, your body's already amped up. And when you introduce something like caffeine, which is a false sense of being amped up, your body basically says, throws its hands up in the air and says, well, fine, if you're going to bring in caffeine, I'm not going to present cortisol anymore. And then that really makes you very dependent on caffeine.
Yeah, this surprised me. I was glad to know it because, I mean, trust me, I'm one of those who wakes up and needs the coffee to get going. But if I have to wait even just like, an extra half hour to an hour, I think I could probably hold off.
I tell you what, I drink sodas, which has caffeine. I hate getting blood work because you can't have anything and have to do the show first. And it's like, oh, that's a tough show.
There may or may not have been a chance once or twice where I've just lied about whether or not I drink coffee because I forgot, which means my blood work is probably not accurate, but whatever.
We'll leave it up to you to figure out which day Chris is going to get blood work. If he's just, if I'm kind of grumpy and not really checking.
Exactly. I'll know.
So, in 2019, maybe one of the goals that you have is finally to stop being a renter and become a homeowner. And that begins the delicate dance of getting the best interest rate for your mortgage because it's the most expensive thing you'll ever buy. So you want the best interest rate. And even though it may sound like a small amount, you know, change of an interest rate, it makes a big deal over 15 or 30 years. So when you start getting ready to buy a house, you know, you'll start hearing people in your realtor, your bank person tell you, pull your credit report, look for errors, make sure that you don't go over your credit limits, make sure you're not late, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. And this is all in the attempts of when they pull your credit, you're giving them the best possible picture of your credit worthiness. There's one trick that actually comes out from a rental expert, and what she suggested is you call your credit card companies first and find out when they actually report that credit card to the credit bureaus. Here's why. Let's say you have, you know, the general rule of thought is you need to keep your utilization low, which means if you have a credit card balance of $1,000, you don't want to have more than $300 riding on it all the time.
Right.
All right. So if you constantly, you know, up there at that point where you're around 30% and you keep adding and paying down, adding and paying down, depending on when you are being reported to the credit bureaus, that could be the difference of you being good, having good credit or great credit. And that can change your interest rates. So if you, for instance, if you have a car that you pay off all the time, you may be paying it off all the time. But when you're pulled up on your credit, it says, well, you got a balance of $1,200. Well, right now I have zero balance. But if you know when they're going to report, then that's when you can have your credit pulled.
Right.
And therefore, you can get that zero balance actually reflected on your credit report.
Yeah, it's actually in a fairly easy process to just make those phone calls and then adjust your dates just slightly before you actually do all those applications and credit reports and all that stuff. So yeah. I think it's a nice little tip to help out.
And by the way, you always wonder why realtors give you free pens. Wait to closing. You will never sign agreements more in your life than at closing. Glass, you know, that goes along the lines of paper, plastic, aluminum. They're all items that you can recycle, right?
Yes.
Wrong.
I thought so, but apparently there's some caveats to that.
Yeah, there is a little asterisk next to, asterisk, I should say, to glass. If it's a broken drink glass or wine bottle, and if you have curbside recycling, you need to just throw it in the regular trash. Here's why. It's a safety issue. You don't want, you know, you don't want to deal with shards of glass. Can you imagine somebody who's picking up your recycle bin and tossing it into another bin?
Well, and with single stream, you know, the machines separate stuff, but you do still have people working the lines separating some stuff that the machines couldn't get. And the last thing you need are small glass shards coming in and cutting people.
Absolutely.
Know, it's dangerous.
Plus, a lot of times with, and if it's colored glass or a particular glass with designs, there may be elements inside the glass that was made with that once it's heated up actually taints the glass around it, making it unsuitable for recycling purposes. So that's why they say broken drink glasses. If you want to get rid of glasses, maybe give them to Goodwill, but or just, you know, bite the bullet and throw them into the landfill. You know, it's still a little bit better than plastic, in my opinion. But
yeah,
and this is kind of true with standard light bulbs and of incandescent and halogen bulbs. Keep them out of the recycle as well, mainly because they have a lot of small wires in the bulbs that make it kind of difficult to free up. And it's not really worth the effort of getting it recycled. Now, for CFL, those compact fluorescent bulbs, and for the LEDs, those do need to be recycled because they do contain hazardous substances like mercury, lead, and arsenic in them.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I hadn't really given light bulbs much thought. I usually just wrap them in a piece of paper or something and throw them out. But it's interesting to know the different breakdowns of them.
Yeah, you were doing the right thing, but I didn't know that the LEDs have, you know, it's kind of like why you never throw a TV tube when we had TVs with the tubes. You never threw them away because they actually had mercury in them.
Yeah, yeah. And they have, when I used to work, you know, in the government job, they'd have the sanitation come and then they'd have special pickup days just for things like TVs and batteries and stuff.
Yeah, because they don't want the mercury leaking into the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
So we go a wassailing. What is a wassailing?
I don't know, but it's a fun word.
Yeah, it is a fun word. Do I need a shot or a passport or what's going on? Come to find out, wassailing is nothing more than singing and drinking. It's karaoke based back in Anglo-Saxon times. It actually was something they did around Christmas every year. They'd call Wales Heil.
Okay.
Which meant be well as
is it
part
like
of
a Gaelic word or a German word or something.
Yeah, it's a Saxon word, an Anglo word.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Which basically means to bless the fruit trees in the countryside. And what you would do is you would sing songs in celebration and wishing others well as well. So in colonial American, wassailing kind of took on a customary societal roles being reversed, where the poor would rule over the wealthy. And during this time, some of the poor went a wassailing. Barging into homes and to the wealthy, singing songs and putting on skits. But the best part is when they did a skit, regardless if it was good or not or even asked for, they would demand food, drink, and even money.
Interesting. I might try this. Pop into someone's house, make an ass of myself, and then demand food.
Where's the money? Where's the effort there? So basically, wassailing is modern-day caroling. where if you see a carolers in your neighborhood, you open your home and they sing a song to you, it is customary to give them hot cocoa. So that's kind of what wassailing has turned into.
Hang on one second while I go microwave the Swiss Miss.
And then finally, love him or hate him, Robert Mueller is just as much known as Santa Claus in today's parlance, but the man overseeing the investigation of Russia's involvement in the 2016 election is also a person that was has a special hack if you're looking to rid people of your house when they overstayed their welcome. So apparently Robert Mueller was up for Time Magazine's Person of the Year. He was one of the runners-up. Okay. And in the article, people were describing Mueller. And in essence, one of them said he has a little trick for when people stay too long at a party. He will get up, he will walk to the wall where the light switch is on, and he'll give it a couple of quick flicks.
I have to admit, I always love when they do articles about people like this who are political figures. You don't really see a lot of the backstory. But when you hear the stories, the anecdotes from like the relatives and the friends and stuff, you always get weird stuff like this. But hey, when he's impatient about the party, he's going to go flick the lights. He's gonna, hey, y'all get out of here.
You can be in the middle of a conversation. If the lights flick, it's time to leave or you're going to get in trouble. But a more sophisticated way to make sure that you're trying to get people out of your house that aren't taking the hint, according to social experts, they say a verbal exchange of farewells, obviously, that's pretty good. If that's not getting your point across, make a physical movement towards the door with their stuff. that should give them a hint. And then finally, the last one is just to say, you know what? It's time to go home.
Yeah. You know, you're in a deep conversation, and next thing you know, the host comes over and hands you your jacket, and you're like, thanks? I'm not cold. No, it's fine. It's just it's been a pleasure. Yeah. See you later.
This is a nice way to say goodbye. By the way, the persons of the year for a time this year are journalists who had been killed, known as the Guardians of the War in Truth, including those that were killed in the in Annapolis, Maryland this year, the Capital Gazette.
Yeah.
So
that's the second. That's the second time, actually. I think last year it was the group too, right? I think Me Too group.
I think it was the Me Too people.
Yeah.
So that's
cool. Setting a precedent, that's for sure. It says a lot about the movements going on these days.
It does, and that is that. Thank you so much for listening to our recap show for Friday, December 14th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
Bye. Have a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.